Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across the region, a clear night awaits, with pleasant temperatures in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. A warm breeze will accompany those stepping out this evening. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports from earlier today that Israel warns of a heightened terror threat to Israelis and Jews abroad ahead of the holiday period. Also, Ynet has reported earlier today that Israeli forces uncovered a rocket during a raid on a Hamas cell in the West Bank. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that the U.S. withdrawal from Iraq will be closely watched by Iran-backed militias and Kurds. Separately, JTA has news from earlier today that Israeli ministers have unveiled plans to encourage voluntary Palestinian emigration from Gaza. And finally, in earlier reporting from JTA, proposals for Palestinian emigration have sparked condemnation from international powers and some American Jewish groups. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 shared an hour ago that Netanyahu believes the Iranian regime is on the brink of collapse, asserting the mission to change the Middle East remains. A.G. Hamilton, a commentator, posted earlier today that the pro-Palestinian movement often overlooks abuses by countries other than Israel, suggesting a bias against Israel and the U.S. Memory, a research institute, highlighted a speech by a Jordanian academic at an Ohio conference calling for the abolition of the Zionist ethno-state. Now for more on those stories, starting with the threat alert. The Times of Israel explains that the National Security Council warns of increased threats from groups like Iran, Hamas, and Hezbollah. This comes as 25 Israelis and Jews have been killed in overseas attacks. The heightened alert comes just before major Jewish holidays, urging travelers to remain vigilant. Turning to the West Bank raid, Ynet details that Israeli security forces arrested 10 operatives from Hamas during the operation. These detainees were allegedly planning attacks, and further questioning led to the discovery of an M16 and bomb-making materials. This highlights ongoing tensions in the region. Meanwhile, the U.S. withdrawal from Iraq has caught the attention of Iran-backed militias. The Jerusalem Post notes these groups have launched over 1,000 drone and missile attacks on Kurdistan since February 2026. The withdrawal might shift regional dynamics, impacting the balance of power in the Middle East. In a related development, Israeli ministers' proposals to encourage Palestinian emigration from Gaza have stirred international controversy. According to JTA, the plans received backlash from global powers and American Jewish organizations, reflecting the complex geopolitical landscape involving Gaza. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech reports that the recent boom in Israeli tech exits is quietly fueling local charities. A survey from Temura ties this wave, including Apple's acquisition of Q.ai, to roughly $4 million in donations. Separately, Globes highlights recent real estate deals across Israel, with activity noted in Jerusalem, Bat Yam, Ashdod, and Akko. And finally, Walla Business reports a lack of holiday spirit in shopping for Rosh Hashanah. The combination of low morale, poor calendar timing, and economic strain has led to a subdued retail atmosphere this year. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.